in the secret of a quiet night. Still, like a stone, like a hill, like home. Still, what I find is you are always on my mind. Could I feel happy for you when I hear you talk? Like the sky, like the leaves, like a butterfly. Death, like a door to a place we've never been before. Would you live forever, never? Everything around passes. Would you smile forever, never cry?
Okay, the end. So much less physically painful. Thanks, Constantine. All right, well, I'm going to clear out of here. Thank you to everyone who listened to me play. I haven't played songs on here in a long time.
Amazing, amazing.
Thanks, Kim. I'm really excited to be welcoming Cordelia Fox and her big, fun band onto our next set. So I'm going to go ahead and scurry on out of the studio so we can hopefully do that tech switch nice and swiftly. Chloe, back to you at Studio A. If you wouldn't mind doing a PSA right now at the beginning of the hour so they can maximize their time, that would be awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That's the wrong thing I'm on. Okay, PSA coming to you now. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack that computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Self-doubt. See the words like you. tired after a while. It all seems busy. Change your hair to get sponsored and sell your days. I'll talk, but I'll probably do it later. I'll take it as a lucky favor. I could be anything you want to.
Or especially mine.
All right, we're switched over. Sorry. Technical behind the scenes is a huge part of this show. What were you saying about the headphone mix? All good or anything else you wanted
to
say?
This is all good. Thank you.
All good. All right. Welcome back to part two of this week's edition of Post Adolescence Glow. I'm super excited to be here with Constantine and Daniel and Kim back here doing tech and Chloe in Studio A. I'm so excited to be hosting Cordelia Fox today. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
Hello. I've been anticipating this set. I mean, like, I selfishly, because it's my birthday tomorrow, I was like, I want to have a really fun band play on the day before my birthday. So that's why I slotted you today, because I thought that your set would be really good.
Thank you so much, and happy early birthday.
Thank you. No, I was like, I got to enjoy this one. So
we hope you do.
We're really excited, and I'm looking forward to just hearing more about what your guys' dynamic is like and what your writing process has looked like. I loved your single Eyes Could Do.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to go ahead and get into your first song.
Awesome.
Oh, yes. Wait, actually, can you introduce the rest of your band?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So over on drums, we have Danny Huerta. He says hi. On bass, we got Grafton Downs. And on guitar, we got Jack Kuehling.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Welcome. So this first song we're playing is called In My Veins. This is an original. So. Pulling me in.
It's the blood in my veins.
So fun.
Thank
and,
you.
Like, sassy and great. I love that. So when did y'all start playing together?
We started, the first person I started playing with was Danny. We started playing together, well, actually our freshman year of school, we played in a band together, and that band kind of died out, and then obviously, like, now we're best friends, and he plays on all my stuff. I pretty much have never played with another drummer.
That's awesome.
And Grafton and Jack are, like, newer friends, like, probably this year we started playing together, but I absolutely love them, so, you know.
That's awesome. And so, okay, two questions. What year are y'all in Berkeley?
Yeah. So we're all six semesters, yeah. So we're juniors,
nice.
Yeah.
And where are you guys all from?
I am from Massachusetts, so I know, super exotic. I'm from Westford, Massachusetts. It's like 45 minutes away from the city. Jack is from Colorado.
Like, I'm putting you on the spot right now.
No, I know. Like, I'm locked.
You can test me.
Grafton's from Seattle, and Danny's from California.
Danny, where in California?
Mr. Danny California. It's called Whittier. It's like outside of LA. Oh God, I'm so good. I remember.
Yeah,
that
was bars.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm from San Diego, so we always gotta
oh,
ask.
Oh, okay. We know some San Diego cats.
No, and it's funny because, like, I'll just, like, glaze over it and not ask, and Kim's like, what part of California are they from? Like,
hey, it's a big state. I get it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I love to hear how you guys all kind of, like, played off each other there in that first song. And, like, there were definitely moments where each of you were able to shine, too, as you were all playing together.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
The solo was Jack.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Jack is literally the most unbelievable soloist, instrumentalist that, like, I have ever worked with. He's, like, doing his little humble thing right now.
Very Tom-ish. I totally see
yes.
that. We were all talking about Tom-ish before, and I see things, though.
Obviously, Berkeley is, like, a jazz school.
Right.
Jack does a ton of jazz, and you can definitely, like, tell from that.
Definitely.
The groove, Danny always keeps it locked, always locked with Grafton. Yeah, I just play, like, the rhythm part. That's, like, how I wrote it.
Nice.
But I'm just, like, always so surprised how Jack elevates, like, every single guitar part.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, it brings it to a whole nother level whenever I write something and bring it to them.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you're doing vocals, too, like, your ears, I feel like, often are feeding you different ideas than maybe someone who's playing a guitar.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Having that space to bounce off each other is a magical thing.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, this time I'm going to have you guys play two songs.
Okay, yeah.
Just back to back, and I won't interrupt you, and then we can chat some more.
Okay, awesome. This next one's another original we're doing. It's called Take It All Away.
How long would you walk in a blizzard storm if I told you I was was cold and needed your sweater. How far would you run to my location if I told you I was aching and needed you to make me feel better? Had a really awful day, thing after thing got in my way. Every time I'm feeling stuck, I look to you to help me up. You come and take it all away to a place so far away, where the hours pass like seconds and years go by like days. Won't you come on over?
Like easy listening. That was beautiful. That was jazzy. Okay, sorry, I thought I wasn't gonna interrupt, but I'm actually
please
gonna
do
ask you a question.
Please do.
So that song, who wrote it? Did you write, like, what parts of it did you find yourself writing, or like were y'all collaborating?
So pretty much all the originals I write, and
nice.
And then I bring to them, and then they kind of make the parts like their own and
okay.
stuff like that. But I wrote that over a year ago, and I wrote the like the original progression, but I didn't like find the groove until I brought it to Danny, and like it really like
finding the groove's hard.
It's really hard as
a drummer,
as a singer songwriter. It's and I, Danny can attest to this. Like the first times I would bring stuff to him, and I just wouldn't be able to explain like how I wanted it to sound at all, and it's so hard, and it takes like such a learning curve to like explain how you want music to sound, because there's like a vocabulary, and if you don't play drums, like it's kind of hard to talk to a drummer and say
right.
like I want it this certain way. But that's something that I've worked on a lot, and I'd like to think I'm a little bit better at it now. but yeah, it's mostly just all the
nice.
Writing stuff.
So do you study jazz?
Kinda, yeah.
Because
I
was pretty jazzy, so
yeah.
that's kind of why I'm curious what the origins.
Yeah,
I
love
you know?
Jazz. I think that once you get to Berkeley, it's kind of hard to look away from the jazz. And
yeah.
I wasn't a huge jazz listener or any of that like before I came to Berkeley, but it definitely has made its way into my music, and I just like love it now. I think there's just so much in there that
mm-hmm.
is that I don't get from other genres. Not saying any of them are bad, but yeah. It's definitely part of the environment, and yeah, these people all play like way more jazz than me. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of just the culture in our school. Yeah.
I mean, I could just notice that like some of like the basic chords of that were pretty jazzy. So
yeah.
That's why I was like, I wonder what the inspiration was. Cool. Okay. Now play music and I'll stop talking.
Okay. Awesome. This, we're going to do a cover now. This is a Wolfpack song. This is like one of our favorite songs. It's called Wait for the Moment. I love Wolfpack. Yeah. So I'm getting some good reactions from Kim over here.
Kim's
so
excited and Daniel is
really excited too. Awesome.
And so are we. We're also excited.
Okay. Let's hit it.
Still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheets and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like, but I don't love. I'm not allowed. I wonder if she is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point if you're living so loud. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Turn it down. Trying to get my friends excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But now I smile. Listen, now I smile. Produce girl, I said money, 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 money will be spent. I'm attuned to the groove, that's the times you want. Okay, break it down, basement. Mm-hmm.
I think we'll all concur that that was a treat. Yeah, Daniel and Kim both seem to have some nostalgic ties to this song.
Oh, me too. Oh, me too. Absolutely.
And I don't know. It's funny because they're all chatting about, like, I never get to mix songs. We're like, I know the song really well. And it's so exciting.
Yeah.
But I was really just thinking about how incredible your voice is the whole time. Stop. I'm curious when you started training your voice and started singing and stuff.
I grew up in a theater background. Before that, mm-hmm. I mean, like, church choir a little bit.
Real.
Yeah, real. but I didn't start, like, seriously training until, like, late middle school.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until high school until I was like, yeah, I'm all in on this. Like, I actually want to do this. When I came to Berkeley, it's like a huge kind of hump you have to get over is I don't know, just comparing yourself to other people.
Right.
It took me like a long, my whole first year, I like really couldn't write anything, like wasn't performing a ton just because I was completely like in shock of how many people there were, and I just thought, like, why give it a try if there are people that are going to do it better? But now I know that that is definitely not true, and everybody has something special to say. But yeah, more on topic. Yeah, it was definitely I came to Berkeley and I was like, all right, I need to get my shit together and be practicing more.
Well, I think what you said though is really important, just as far as kind of remembering that it all comes from within, and a lot of people are going to make you feel like you're lesser than, but it's really all about just us kind of motivating ourselves and being kind and gentle to ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think that that can apply to like quite literally anything. At least that's a little bit how I feel about my work right now.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. You have to be your biggest cheerleader.
It's hard.
And your biggest motivator, and sometimes your biggest critic.
Yeah.
And being all of those things at once sometimes can be really hard, and some of it cancels out, but it's important, because if you're not going to be in your corner, who is?
Right.
Yeah, that's, someone told me that a while ago, and yeah. I was like, all right, I need to like get behind myself and actually like...
I think that's a really beautiful definition for self-love, too.
Yeah.
Because it's something that it's just so integral to getting to do what we do, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to have you guys play another song.
Absolutely.
Or two. And then I would love to ask you a little bit more just about what your collaborative process has looked like.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear just if you guys are impending any new releases coming up or anything like that. But
awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited to hear more from y'all today.
Thank you. This next song we're playing is another original. This is the original that's out. So this is Eyes Could Do. It's out on all platforms. And yeah, so let's play it.
Sick inside, made my bed, now here I lie. Would have stayed.
That was the single, right?
That was the single.
That's so good.
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about just like what the process of creating that song was like.
Yeah, releasing music, I'm sure, like, as you guys know, in the music world, it's just really, can be a really long,
challenging,
grueling process.
Yeah, absolutely.
We recorded most of it last summer, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. On Danny's birthday. It was Danny's birthday. we recorded it, and we just had a lot of problems with like the way it was engineered. It was an eight hour session, and we only actually like played instruments and recorded for an hour and a half of it.
Wow.
Gasp. It happens, and
yeah, it does.
It's okay, and sometimes it's not always in your control. But
it's tough, though.
After that, I kind of just wanted to like throw it all away, but I was like, no, I owe it to myself and my money to like really give this a try. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I co-produced it with my good friend Emery, and we spent a ton of time on it. Just like creating the vibe, and there were so many parts along the way where I was like, I don't think this is gonna come out, like I don't think we're gonna use these stems, like all this stuff, but we just kept working until we were like happy with something. And people say that like once you put out music, it's like out of your lap and into the like listener territory. Yeah. And it just, I really feel that so much, because I worked so hard on it and we spent so much time on it. Mm-hmm. It felt so good to just put it out there and have it out for people to listen to and kind of like release it from my psyche.
It's a cathartic feeling.
Yes,
huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is this your first single you've released?
Yes, yeah.
That's huge.
I know.
It's a huge
accomplishment. Thank you. Thank you. It's a long time coming. But yeah, I'm really happy about it.
It's a beautiful single.
Thank you.
And a great demonstration that, one, all good things come in time, and
true.
No path is straight. You
true.
Know? Everyone has their challenges.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. I forgot to say this earlier, but happy Women's History Month. Shout out to all of our female artists.
Yes.
True. Happy Women's History Month.
Kudos.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
everyone.
Today's the first day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's so exciting.
Well, I'm so happy to be on here with such beautiful, strong women.
Yes.
In the box.
Likewise.
Thank you. Thank you.
In the box. Okay. Daniel's like, I'm not here. What are you talking about? All right. Yeah, I'll be quiet now.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, not awesome, but I love
yeah, you're like, please shut up.
No. Never.
No, it's okay. I'm just teasing.
This next song we're going to play is a newer one, and it's honestly one of my favorites. It's called Anything Like You, and it has like a super, super deep meaning to me. And it's just about people that you love and the people that they love and how you can love them like in turn just by loving a person. And I know that doesn't really make a ton of sense, but I hope it does from this song.
When does it make sense?
Never. And that is what is amazing about it. But anyway, this is called Anything Like You. So
I knew a man, he had strings for his hands. I knew a man that looked like you, sitting on the moon, he lit up every dark room. I know that light, I see it in you. I think I like him. I would love him too if he was anything at all like you. The peace and calm of the color. anything like you. Singing a little song, even if it was wrong, he would sing it.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
What a treat this set has been. I've really, really enjoyed
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even like lying or trying to flatter you or anything.
Oh, stop. know? Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to let you guys get right on to your next
okay.
one.
Okay.
Okay. Don't talk more.
But, okay. this is the other cover we're doing today. We're all huge fans of D'Angelo. Yes, Kim.
Kim's like, yeah.
Yes. Kind of comes with the territory, over in Back Bay, but it's also like he's one of the greatest. So this is Another Life by D'Angelo.
Those candy-coated thoughts that
So awesome.
Thank you.
All right, so we only have time for one more song today.
Absolutely. I got you.
Cool. Yeah, let's just get right into it, and then we can say our goodbyes and promote some things at the end.
Okay. Awesome. this is another original. This one's called Caught My Eye, super fun. So I hope everybody who's listening is having an amazing day, enjoying the sun, and thinks about fun right now. Let's play this song.
I've never seen you before. Now that I've seen you, I wanna see some more. And if you need to escape, I know a place. I know a place. Wanna give you a shot. I don't care if you take it or not. Tell me what I make you feel. Cause I'm drawn to you every time that you come near. I can't keep.